into the Be Well in Winter campaign, which is what me and my coworker have been working on for like 3 months. Well, since I started.
Okay.
So September. The big, huge push was going to be an ice rink. Because February, UP, ice rink. Beautiful. We were going to have certain departments sponsor it with hot cocoa and like little white twinkle lights and a big Be Well in Winter banner that people could like Instagram and stuff. It was going to be adorable.
Yeah. Winter Wonderland.
Mini Rockefeller Center. No, just kidding. But it was going to be really cool. And postponed, yeah. Hopefully until the end of February, but it takes a week to get the rink. And I walked by where they had started the rink and it just wanted it.
It's just a big mud puddle.
It's just a big mud puddle right now. And I'm like, let's get some climate change activists in and do a talk.
This is almost worse than like an actual winter for me.
Yes. No, it's terrible. Because it's absolutely terrible.
Normally this time of year, February rolls around, the seasonal depression kicks in and I'm like, okay, winter needs to be over.
Yeah.
Like anytime now. Well, now it's just like a big mushy mess. It's like April right now.
And sometimes too, like most of the time in the winter, it'll snow for like a week on and off. And then we'll get a couple of sunny days, mm-hmm. snow on and off. But at least it's like bright out.
No.
And this fucking miserable.
It's gloomy. It's the Nokies this weekend.
Yeah, right? It's going to be terrible.
I know. Well, they shortened the course, but they're still having it because they're doing like the expo and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which actually Greg talked about going to that today.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's at, where's that at? Lakeview? Oh, it's at the Dome?
I think so. The Dome's been closed since Wednesday or Thursday because they were setting up. But it might be at Lakeview.
Oh,
for all I know. I know packet pickups at the Dome.
Oh, then that's probably where they're doing the
yeah
the expo. But Greg wanted to go to it. Excuse me.
I know. I'm clogged. Super.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my little light, my little happy light out,
and I know.
I put it. So every morning I make breakfast. Regardless of the time. I just made it before I came over here.
Yeah.
But I made breakfast. Good. And I put the light on top of the toaster and the cabinet because I get the toaster out every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fit on our counter otherwise. So I get it out, plug in the light, and while I'm cooking, I have the light on me for 10 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I didn't this morning, and I probably should have because this weather's killing
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I sit underneath the one in the office every morning.
Yeah.
Because I just like can't.
Well, it's supposed to be good to help you wake up too, like the bright light. Because yeah. our bedroom now being that dark color with the blackout curtains and the battery cozy. Candles. It's like I'm in a cave.
So cozy.
It is so nice.
I love it.
I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was a puzzle piece right there.
No. Yeah, so last night at the hockey game.
Yeah.
So it was rough because it was against Petoskey. And when I say rough, it's hockey, right? There's
yeah.
going to be jostles, whatever.
Yeah.
A couple kids got majors, like, right away.
Oh.
Hayden had to sit in with a kid that had a major for game misconduct. And then I wish he would have stayed in longer. Because a few minutes later, he got slammed into the boards and just like he fell backwards and just rammed his shoulder in and broke his collarbone.
Did it look bad when it happened? Or was it just like, oh, he wiped out on the ice?
He wiped out on the ice.
Okay.
Some kid knocked him down, mm-hmm. wiped out on the ice. So then he's like sitting there and the boys surround him, like a couple of the boys.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I didn't find out this until later, but a couple of the seniors were like, which one was it? And Hayden said whatever number. And apparently
they got him.
They fucking got him good towards the end of the third period. But okay. Hayden was hauled off the ice. A lot of pain. They thought it was like an AC sprain mm-hmm. or broken. They didn't know which one at the time. So Heather and Mike went into the hospital last night with Hayden, and it's broken. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. He's still going to be going to practices, going to the games and stuff like
that's
that.
That's good.
The coach messaged Mike last night saying that Hayden's a super hard worker and they're looking forward to having him on the team next year and all of this stuff. So he's...
It's cool that he's still going to all the stuff, because I remember, like, in track, if somebody got hurt, sometimes they still hung out with a team. They still went to all the track meets and were still part of it. And other times they're just like, I'm done and out.
Yeah. Hayden still wants to be pretty involved, and all the kids like him. Like, everybody gets along with him really well.
So do they have to put a pin in it then, or how does that heal? Like, what's the healing process?
It's almost like a hairline fracture.
Oh, okay.
So without any use or anything, it should just, like, heal up.
So does he have to have his arm in, like, a sling?
Yeah, his arm's in a sling for 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to the sports medicine place on Monday. And I told him I've been there a few times for my knees.
Like, everybody, well, the few times I've been there, everybody's really nice.
Yeah. But yeah, he'll get it checked out there, and he's in a decent amount of pain right now. But he's at a team event currently, so he'll update all of his teammates and stuff. I mean, he already did. They have a Snapchat group. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the event? What are they doing today?
They're doing, like, table hockey and pizza. Just, like, hanging out.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's friends with the people that live across the street from me, right?
Yes.
The kids, or kid, or the diagonal kids. From me.
Yeah.
They were on top of the snowbank last night, like, fucking off until I don't know when.
Oh, I'm sure.
'Cause Ruby, she can't see them out the front window because they're too far down.
His friends that live there. There are the Knapps, which are the two boys, the Harley parents,
yeah,
and stuff. And then one other kid, like, lives next door to them.
They were, they were on top of the snowbank, and Ruby could hear them talking. So it was like driving her nuts because they're like screaming and yelling. And then when I left to come over here, they were like back on top of the snowbank.
Yeah. The Knapps are they're good people. I like
I think I sent you a snap. The kid had cones in his driveway and practiced parallel parking for like a half an hour one day.
Yeah.
Just over and over again. And I'm like, all right, he's probably going to pass.
Hopefully. Yeah. I don't think he's taken his test yet, but.
Yeah, he was.
I think in the spring. But his parents are very much like, you need to practice. You need to do this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're, I mean, his dad was in the Marines for years.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything going on other than I'm pretty mobile. I've been walking. I went to the dome once and walked some laps at the dome. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the cemetery and was walking in the cemetery yesterday. Yeah. So back on my feet.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
My classes are going okay. It's a lot of reading. And it's so wild to me because, like, some people in my cohort, when they do a discussion forum, like, we have, like, our assigned readings, right? Mm-hmm. And then people, you have to write a discussion post and people need to comment on it. Some people, it's, like, 10 paragraphs. They might as well have written a thesis. And it's, like, analyzing everything with, like, direct quotes in like APA format and all the stuff. And then other people like myself, there are like three of us, just two or three paragraphs. They loop in a personal experience about the readings.
Yeah.
And then they might have a direct quote from it. And then it's like a professional. So they're two strikingly different things. But I figure if we get the same amount of points, who gives a fuck? Why am I going to spend 10 hours?
Yeah, I mean, because it's just, like, participation.
It's participation. It's they have to be, like, thought-provoking and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, so I'm in a facilities and maintenance course, and it's all about, like, mountain biking parks, like, Lakeview Arena, like, stuff like that. And one woman that wrote, we had to do an assessment of a rink or arena or whatever, One woman did everything in paragraph form, and she didn't even use like the assessment tool like in her thing.
Okay.
But she got all of the points for it.
Well, I mean,
and then like I did mine on the Big Bear Arena in the Sioux, mm-hmm. Chi-Mukwa. And yeah, I use like the assessment tool and everything, and it's just so wild, but we got the same points. So I'm like, fucking giddy up, man. This is great.
Well, yeah, just I think working with other people that all kind of have different experience yes. levels is going to be uh-huh. is going to be interesting.
Yeah, because I'm in my 520 course, which is current issues, and the professor said, like, you don't have to have any outdoor rec experience to do this course.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally fine. And a lot of people that are going for a master's in this don't have like a ton of experience. Like, there are a couple of them that are like conservation officers.
Yeah.
One woman's a conservation officer downstate. So I'm like super, like, I want to chit chat with her a little bit.
I would too. That's an interesting career.
Yeah. But, and then other people are like me that are essentially, we have an outdoor rec background mm-hmm. and like maybe have worked for the state for a little bit, but we're getting our master's just to like move up in the workforce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, yawning.
That's okay.
Greg's work schedule's killing me.
Yeah.
I have to not plan my morning and early afternoon around
no.
his schedule.
You need to just do you.
Because I've been doing that because some days he comes home and wants to sleep until like 3 because he was up all night. And that's why I said, oh, well, noon today we'll record. But he gets home and he's like, oh, yeah, slept all night. I'm good at like 10. Well, okay, because I stay up late watching TV and yeah. whatever to be, not really be more on his schedule. But I have to just, yeah, I have to just go to bed at a reasonable mm-hmm. time, still wake up in the morning, whether he's sleeping or not.
Yeah.
Because.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm tired all the time because I'm trying to, like, follow his schedule, and I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
we should do this.
We should.
Because I have homework to do, and you have things to do.
Yeah, I have to clean my house for the football game tomorrow, so fingers crossed for the Lions.
Woo! Go sports!
Oh, it's stressful.
I don't care.
I know.
But it's exciting.
You know what?
It's really exciting to
you
me.
You know what's funny about it is I could give two shits less about football, usually. But when I went to North Carolina, mm-hmm. football games all the time. That's what they watched at night.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. So I kind of got into it.
Yeah.
So then when they're on at the bar, I'll like sit and watch, you know, or when people are talking about it, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I can actually follow this because I just saw this on TV.
Yeah.
I know what's happening. And now the Lions are doing good.
Like, weird.
Maybe I should have watched football all along. Maybe I'm their lucky charm.
Oh, you 100% are. So much. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Okay.
Anyway. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Venice, California in 1982's Slumber Party Massacre. It's an hour and 17 minutes long. You can find this on literally any free streaming thing.
I feel like our podcast is going to be longer than an hour and 17 minutes.
Maybe.
No, just because we've done that before.
Yeah.
We've talked longer than the
yes.
movie. Okay.
It's directed by Amy Holden Jones, and it's written by Rita Mae Brown. It stars Michelle Michaels as Trish. She was in Death Wish 4, The Crackdown. So here's the thing. I'm not going to say what any of these actors have been in, mainly because, like, it was in, like, one or two things. The one thing that is super interesting, Robin Stile, who plays Valerie, was in Sorority Babes in the Slime, Bolarama. So I don't know.
That sounds like a movie Dad would have rented.
Absolutely it does. Ray Kennedy as Mr. Constant. Michael Philip. Whatever. As Russ, the killer. Gina Mari as Diane. Andre Honoré. Oh, God. It's been a morning, everybody. As Jackie.
Okay.
And then Deborah DeLisso as Kim.
I liked Kim probably the best.
I liked Valerie.
I mean, Valerie, yeah.
She has a lot of final girl in her, and that's what I like about her.
That is true. True.
Which one was Kim?
The blonde, I think.
Ooh, yes. She was super hot.
I know.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this? We'll do this first.
I guess I didn't know how, like...
Right.
How much nudity was going to be in it.
Within two minutes.
So this is, like, exploitation to the ceiling. Like, I... I was laughing because I had never watched it before.
I hadn't either, so this is going
to
be good.
So Pat came over to watch it, and he's like, how many boobies do you think are going to be in it?
And oh, I'm we like, should take a tally of, like, the 80s horror movies and how many boobs are going to be in it and do, like, a weekly.
And I said six, and he said six, like, naked ladies, or you will see six individual boobs at some point. And I'm like, I'm going to go with actual, like, six naked ladies. And he's
like, you see like 20.
And he's like, you'll see, he goes, one booby. And I'm like, that's it? Just a singular boob? And he goes, yes. And I'm like, okay. Like 2 minutes in, they're all naked in the locker room.
Like, well, and Carrie too.
And Carrie was like that.
I mean, they're all naked in the locker room too. It's just, it, and the slow pan of the girl, like, washing and then down to her butt and then back up. I was like, this is amazing. Whoever did the cinematography for this.
We'll get into that again. But in that scene, there was gals, obviously, that didn't want to be, like, filmed. So they put tape over their nipples so that they couldn't use those shots.
Oh.
That's why there's a whole lot of booties, but not a lot of boobs.
Oh. Yeah, I think I would be more... I would have my booty on camera.
And one of the actors, she, like, did not give a shit. And I guess she... I wish I would have written down which one. But she actually got a lot of roles because she had, like, zero problem being nude. She was naked. A nude model. Mm-hmm. And then started acting, and it actually, like, got her career going.
That's why Faith Hill wasn't in Cold Mountain, because she wouldn't do a full nude shot, but Nicole Kidman would.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Faith Hill had the part, and she, when she found out that she had to do a full nude scene, she was like, no.
I can't remember that. I can't remember seeing her Nicole Kidman naked in it. I guess I haven't watched that in a while.
Yeah.
But that's interesting to know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was like in that shower scene, some of the gals were like, no, like I can be in the background or whatever, but I don't want to be. So they taped over their boobies.
Fine.
Okay. So this is exactly what the title is. There's like no secrets. It is a slumber party massacre.
I really want to watch the 2021
remake. I want to watch because there's like... This is a trilogy, right? Or
yes.
There's a few of them.
There are a few of them.
Now I want to watch the rest of them.
Slumber Party Massacre 2 actually has the hot gym guy from Sleepaway Camp in it.
Really?
So it makes me want to watch it. The cutoff shirt man.
Crop top.
Crop top man.
This, I mean, it is very straight to the point. There's the credits. In the beginning credits, it's just kind of like...
Very Halloween-esque.
Yeah, just shots from around town. Mm-hmm. Well, there's also morning paper gets tossed onto a doorstep. A mass murderer, Russ Thorne, escapes.
And not just like a mass murderer. Like, you hear on the news and stuff, Russ Thorne escaped. In 1969, he flayed five people. Flaying? That's... Yee.
Yeah. Isn't it fillet or flay?
Flay. I think it's flay.
I think it's fillet.
Well, whatever.
Like fillet fish.
He skinned people alive.
Alive? They don't say that.
No, but.
He skinned people.
In my brain, that's
He flayed people.
He flayed people.
It's fillet.
It is.
It's not a flay knife. It's a fillet knife.
I know that. Flaying of humans is used as a method of torture or execution.
So just F-L-A-Y.
Yes.
Flay. Well, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway. I'm going home. Fuck this. Okay. So immediately unnecessary nudity.
100%.
And we were laughing because Pat's like, there's not going to be any nudity in this. Because when Trish wakes up in the morning, she's wearing like a frilly nightgown.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this is going to be like.
No, that's the exact opposite.
She immediately takes it off and stands in front of the mirror naked.
If they're wearing a frilly nightgown in an 80s horror movie, they're going to remove it. That's just. Horror movie 101 pre-1995.
Well, apparently now she's an adult because she puts her clothes on and then she starts throwing away her Barbie and like her stuffed animals. Like what?
She's 18 now, Aaron. She doesn't need all of these things. And she's having a slumber party that night.
Yeah. Well, I still have like an entire shelf of stuffed animals.
The corner of the basement has my little stuffed animal net.
You haven't been to my house in a while. In the window, basement window?
Yeah.
I have my axolotl collection.
Oh my God. Half of them I bought you.
I know. I bought one the other day and Greg's like, you're ridiculous. It's a little squishmallow, but yeah. it's like this big. Oh, yes.
The tiny one.
So fucking cute. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
She's an adult now. She's throwing all her shit away. So her parents are leaving town with a mass murderer on
the
loose.
That's what I thought, too. I was just like, we would never leave Sienna home by herself.
No, a killer's running around your town. Sure, have all your friends over. Sounds like a solid plan.
He terrorized Venice Beach like 20 years prior. Why would you do that?
When the parents were teenagers. Yeah. Probably. This reminds me a lot of the last one that we did, but like... What was the...
Totally Killer.
Yeah, Totally Killer. It was like what they were making a parody of.
Yes.
Like, perfectly.
Yes.
Oh, going out of town. I thought it was weird, too, and I had to write it down. The parents are leaving for the weekend. Girls are going to have a slumber party. They're kind of like going over the rules with Trish. And then they have the chips are under the sink. Did you catch that?
No. Why would you keep chips under a sink?
I don't know, but that was poor writing.
The chips are under the sink, honey, next to the bleach and the vinegar.
Yeah. Next to the Drano.
Don't have too much fun cooking up meth.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But I like didn't. And then I was trying to think, have I ever lived anywhere where I stored food under the kitchen sink?
No. Even when I was in college. No.
No. I couldn't. Even in Deer Track, where we had exactly two cabinets and like three drawers for storage.
Right.
There was not food under the sink.
Yeah.
There's mice under the sink. I thought that was weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So she drops her bag of child items into the trash, mm-hmm. and you see somebody come up and take the Barbie doll out. So then there's school. So this is Friday,
it's Friday.
Everybody's staying the night. Parents are leaving, school starts, there's the two guys that are flirting with the phone company woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who's very pretty. She has her work van there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both like, hey, do you like younger guys? When they all appear to be the same age.
They all appear to be the same age. But this is, again, and it's not even just horror movies that do this. Any teenage movie. I mean,
I just saw the thing about Grease circulating again.
Yes.
Like, how dumb was I when I was a kid to think that these were high schoolers?
Well, when you're a kid, you're just like, oh my God, they're so old. Like, anybody over the age of 10 is like ancient. Old,
yeah. So they flirt with her a little bit. Well, then they walk away. Well, she's abducted.
Yeah.
She goes to like get into the van to get something or whatever, and arms pull her in.
Yeah.
And then you see like struggle. Yeah, she dies.
With a drill.
With a drill. Which, did they have, in 1982, did they have battery operated power tools?
I don't know.
That? I feel like they didn't.
I'm confused as to all of the weapons that you could have in 1982 California. I don't know specifics, but whatever. Why a drill?
I think you know why. There's some symbology there.
Oh, yeah, there is. Oh, God.
Do you... The cover?
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. Ew, I just made it weird.
You just made it so weird, but it's so true.
And you didn't even call me out for saying symbology.
And I didn't. It's the symbolism.
You got the giggles today. I'm like slap happy today.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough sleep, obviously. Now, useless shower scene after basketball tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was gym class, but then the coach comes out, coach/gym teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then everyone leaves after. Mm-hmm. But they're playing basketball, and it's really funny because they could have just shot a scene of them actually playing basketball.
Instead of trying to shoot a scene with them acting like they're playing basketball. Yeah.
Because somebody would like, I'm like, are they letting the person shoot? Because as soon as somebody would get the ball and start like moving towards the basket, everyone just stopped and watched them. Like
yes.
Nobody tried to block it all. Then like a 5-minute unnecessary shower scene.
Yep.
Which was hilarious. That locker room though?
It's super cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There are like, what, like 15 stalls or more? Like tile stalls.
Yeah. But yeah. There's like, they're like half walls.
Yeah.
So that you can like chat with
like
people.
When I picture a shower room, I either picture like our high school where they had like two like post shower heads, right?
Yeah.
With a couple of stalls for the more modest people. Or I picture one like Starship Troopers where it's just like.
Yeah. I think, what?
I told my friend Abby that Hayden broke his arm or collarbone, and she's asking me all these questions because she's an athletic trainer.
Okay. Yeah, I really liked the locker room setup. I thought it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like our high school just had, there's like shower heads along the wall.
Yes.
I think. And then like the posts.
The two post ones.
Like
and
a prison.
Like two stalls. Yeah. You don't want to go to the one against the wall.
It was always awkward though, because when you're standing around the post, you're like standing there in a circle, like facing 10 other naked people.
Yeah.
It was always really.
Did you shower in high school?
Yeah.
I did a couple times, but I was very.
What?
I would go in the stalls.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
We used to shower. You know how the locker, there's like the big main locker room. And then the one, like, that had the pool entrance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that divided, like, the smaller one that was by, like, the rest, not the wrestling room. Yeah, the wrestling room.
Yeah.
Well, the one didn't have lights in it.
No, I remember that, and it was terrifying. It didn't have lights in it when I was going to school there.
I think it had lights in it, but you had to have one of those, like, key things to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
So we'd shower in there, because it was dark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's not horror movie material or anything. Fuck.
But it was kind of like, okay.
Aaron, are you in here?
It wasn't like, we propped the door open.
Okay.
So it wasn't, we weren't showering in pitch black. We'd prop the door open so there's just a little bit of light, because then you could, it
okay,
was like,
yeah.
You weren't using the stall, being like super modest, but you also weren't under the glaring fluorescent lights with all of your friends. It was kind of the in-between.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd shower in there.
Yeah.
I was really self-conscious about how skinny I was.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, unnecessary. Well, okay, so Valerie's the new chick, and she's beautiful. And all the little group of friends are like, ooh, should we invite her? And they kind of like talk shit about her, but not really. It's more like I'm jealous of her because she's pretty. Like her, oh, you don't want to invite her because she's beautiful?
Her eyeliner is just too perfect. Yeah. And it's just like shit like that.
So they're like picking on her, but they're not like bashing her.
Yeah.
It's more just them being snotty. Mm-hmm. Well, Trish invites her. And Valerie's like, no, I got to babysit. And she's real awkward about it and walks out. And then she's like, then Trish goes to her friends and she heard us talking. This kind of group of mean girls.
The Mollies.
Yes, the Mollies. So Linda, who's in their little friend group, she forgets her books and has to go back in. Mm-hmm. Now, the way she's like, she's walking through the whole school, but she just left them in the gym locker room.
Right.
I thought, anyway.
And like the coach tells her, like, oh, they're locking up the school for the weekend. Well, you can still get out. You just can't get back in.
We were talking about that, too, because the doors of our high school, which I guess everything's different. If you were inside, you could go out, but the doors would lock behind
you.
Yes. You couldn't get back in.
Yes.
And that was always like a thing. If you did forget something or you were in the school for practice or whatever, all the doors were like propped open.
Yes.
Because once they shut, that was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she gets locked in. Guess what happens to her?
She gets murdered.
Murdered.
But I have an issue with this too, because she's very familiar with the school.
Yeah.
She's probably it's her a school. Senior. It's her school.
Yeah.
And the killer is just running around like he, like, knows where everything is.
Maybe he went to school there, too.
Oh, good point.
Maybe there should be a prequel.
Ooh. Russ Thorne prequel.
You were, like, trying to say something smart and it didn't happen. I can tell. You're trying for a funny. Now, I thought this was weird. When the coach leaves, the coach walks right past the van.
Yeah.
The, telephone cable girls mm-hmm. van, and she doesn't think it's weird that it's still parked there. I guess it's the 80s. Who cares?
Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
But yeah, so Linda gets drilled in the arm but escapes, and she's hiding behind a random door that the killer happens to be leaning against, and he sees blood, mm-hmm. her blood coming out from under the door, and she's like trying to clean it up. She knows the killer's out there, but nope, gets killed. Now, it's basically just party planning at this point. Who's bringing what? You know, I'm gonna get some wine coolers from my older brother to
Hell
bring
yeah.
to the party. You know, that kind of yep. shit. Now, the two guys, Neil and
Jeff,
they know about the slumber party mm-hmm. and they want to scare them.
Yeah.
So they're trying to, like, figure that out. Now, the friends, as they're showing up, is his name Mr. Constant?
Mr. Constant.
Is the neighbor. Mm-hmm. Who gives me creepy vibes.
He gives me creepy vibes, but not creepy vibes, if that makes sense.
Because he's like, I'm right next door, you know, what's he doing in the house? What?
Why are you in here? Because, like, they're talking about, like, one of the girls brought over weed and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's Maui Wowie.
Maui Wowie, and he comes out and he's like, "I won't tell your parents. Like, just keep it down." And then like leaves. Yeah.
I think he's trying to be like the cool guy. The cool guy.
Yeah.
Now you girls don't get too crazy over here smoking the reefer,
smoking the devil's lettuce.
but I think she's like premium seedless weed. Holy shit.
I mean, it's a big fucking deal in the 80s.
Which, once again, it's funny that we're doing this after Totally Killer because they're,
yes.
you know, like...
Weed standards have gone up.
Dramatically.
In 2024. You can buy premium shit from the store.
You can go to a store and buy it. Anyway, so he leaves. Valerie is across the street babysitting.
Babysitting her sister, who
is both 10 and 35.
Yes.
I couldn't decide.
Which is funny because Vaughn commented on the Totally Killer thing.
Yeah.
Saying Kiernan Shipka is the same thing. She's both 14 years old and like 40.
Yeah. That's funny. I because part of the sister is clearly in her late teens. So, yes. But then she's like eating a lollipop and like picking on her sister. And I'm like, yeah. What's is she like, mm-hmm. is there a developmental delay? Like what's
happening?
What's happening with the sister?
That and the younger sister goes upstairs and looks at Playgirl, which is Sylvester Stallone, which is a thing.
Oh, I know.
Sylvester Stallone was on the cover of Playgirl for the July 1981 issue.
Well, that's cool. It actually lines up
time-wise. Yep.
I laughed about that, but I knew that.
Was he naked?
Knew that he was in it. We'll have to look it up. Are you doing it right now?
I'm doing it right now. You continue. Not that I find Sylvester Stallone particularly attractive.
Early 80s, I bet he's very, lots of chest hair and too tan and greasy.
He's always greasy. He's always greasy.
He's baby oiled, too tan, shiny chest hair.
I am only seeing the cover.
Oh.
But I'm...
Keep looking?
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell how old she was. I thought it was like really weird. But I did write, younger sis has Stallone Playgirl! Exclamation points. Now, this is... The guys are peeping.
You can buy it on Amazon for $40.
Well, I'm not buying it without knowing what's in it.
Okay.
You can buy it on Amazon?
You can buy it on Amazon.
That's interesting.
Maui wowie. Anyway, I'll look up this later. We have things to do.
We have things to do. Now, the guys are like peeping in the window. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Last night, the people 5 houses down from me were playing in the snow, talking, and I could hear them in my house with the heat on and the windows closed.
Yes.
Now, it is summertime there. The window is wide open.
With a murderer on the loose.
With a murderer on the loose. And the two guys are standing there talking like we're having a fucking conversation. Mm-hmm. Right outside the window, and the girls that are exactly 6 feet away from them.
No clue.
Have no idea.
They're getting naked.
They're changing their clothes very slowly.
Yeah.
Sitting around naked.
Smoking weed.
And the guys are right outside the window talking about them. Like, yeah, one of them gets like a foot from the window. I think they actually shut the window or dump out the ashtray. And which, what are they hiding? Like, their parents wouldn't have seen a pile of cigarette butts out the window of the house. Anyway. And the guys are like, shh, be quiet, be quiet. Someone's coming to the window. And I'm like, this is so fucking stupid.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. Now, they're just unheard out the window. Diane is the one that goes out for firewood. There's firewood in the garage. Mm-hmm. So the neighbor is creeping around outside the house, which is weird.
Snail hunting. An axe or
a butcher knife. A big butcher knife. Mm-hmm. But he's out there doing that. Well, he gets killed. Mm-hmm. That was quick.
It was very quick.
Trish is looking out and sees a man outside the window and then just doesn't think anything of like a weird dude standing in her driveway staring at her house. And then when she goes to look again, the Barbie is there, bloody, with a butcher knife through it on the window ledge.
Yeah.
Not weird?
Not weird.
Not.
No cause of concern.
Nothing. Everything's fine. Creepy dude out, whatever. Nobody cares.
No one cares. It's now, the '80s. Shit happened like this all the time.
Well, then the power goes out, and Diane is planning on rolling out with her boyfriend.
Absolutely, yeah.
She's using
minor,
using the slumber party as an excuse to, and she's kind of like, "Oh, I want to have fun with my friends, but I also at some point am gonna bail,
yeah,
to be with my boyfriend."
We all had those friends. I was that friend. Oh, slumber party? Okay, I'm going to come over and hang out for a couple hours, watch my Nokia phone, and then bail to go have sex with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I was not.
That's okay.
I was the partier.
Two different people.
Yes. I'm trying to think who's... I think Nicole was kind of my friend like that. That would hang out for a while and then bounce.
Yeah.
I was never like that. I was, like I said, the partier. Didn't really give a crap about dudes.
You would not be murdered. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, there was a couple times where... Well, I think my roommate in college was drugged.
Mm-hmm.
But I was perfectly fine at this party because time I like chain smoked cigarettes and I was sitting outside next to the keg just talking to some stoner dude.
Yeah.
And that's like how my night went. Mm-hmm. I was pouring my own beers out of the keg because I was sitting right next to it.
Yeah.
Talking about I don't know what. And then I went to see what my friend was up to and I'm like, ooh, we're going home right now. Like you are not staying in your condition. And I'm pretty sure she got drugged.
Yeah.
Or did her own combination of drugs to get whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm. Whatever the case
may
be. But
that was me at the party. Like, I'm gonna sit and chain smoke and
you have a good
about,
time. Yeah. And then you mom people and you're like, okay, let's go.
And then I heard all the cats and we go home.
Yep.
Anyway, so the power's out. They have to go out to the garage, but this time they have to go out to the garage a different way, not just through the house. And the pool light's on.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird. Yes. The power's out in their house. But, oh, I guess it makes sense. Because when they get to the fuse box, the fuses weren't blown. Somebody, it was the old screw-in kind.
Yes.
Somebody had unscrewed a bunch.
Which, why is he picking on this house? Well, there are lots of ladies, so.
Yeah, and he was there in the morning because he must have listened because they were talking about mom and dad going out of town in the driveway, and then he picks the Barbie out of the trash.
Yeah, okay.
So he knew that there was going to be a bunch of chicks over at the house.
Okay.
To murder. Now, the fuses are blown. Oh, exactly. Some of them are missing, and it's Jeff. Jeff and Neil, prank.
Okay.
They take the, they had the fuses and then they're like, it's just a joke, haha, whatever. Now, back to partying.
Of course. Daiquiris.
Daiquiris and really fancy glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Diane lets her boyfriend in the garage.
Yes.
So obviously this was smart, didn't want her boyfriend's car parked in the garage in this neighborhood or parked on the street.
Yeah.
So she lets him in the garage. She doesn't lock the garage door, mm-mm, which they're supposed to keep locked.
Yes.
And Diane makes up this story. Oh, I'm going to go on a beer run with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. Have the best time giving blowies in the car.
Whatever you want to do. She gets into the car and hilariously his head falls off.
She's like, do, gets in the car, shuts the car door, turns to look at Minor, and just his head just like flops off.
So dumb. Well, then, you know, then she dies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is the scene that you see when you look up this movie a lot. It's the guy standing over her with a drill and she's like covered in blood and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is strawberry daiquiris and pizza time. They had ordered pizza.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of drinking and high now. So they're like, oh, well, Kim calls her coach. Why does she call her? I can't remember.
To ask about, because they're having an argument about the baseball game.
Yes.
And so they know that her coach watches baseball. So
they call up coach, which I guess you just called up your teachers whenever you felt like it. Like, what time of night is this?
I don't know. Anyway. But maybe they're like, maybe she's the cool coach.
She does kind of come off that way.
Yeah.
Now, pizza guy shows up. Oh, shit, I forgot we ordered pizza. Haha. Okay, they open the door. And his eyes have been drilled out of his head, which was pretty gross looking.
It was great. I love this.
And I just love how the dead bodies in movies like stay propped up.
They stay propped up. And then at the perfect time when you open the door, they fall.
Yes.
And everybody screams.
I feel like it would be impossible. This is like the closet thing, you know, when a dead body falls out of a closet or a locker or whatever. How it would be impossible to get, like, I couldn't pick up like a 150-pound person and prop them up in a closet.
No.
They would crumple in the bottom of the closet.
You would have to like prop them against the door and then like just their upper body would fall.
I don't know. But whenever dead bodies are like falling out of closets in movies, how do you get them to stand up like that?
The guy's pretty strong. I don't know about this instance because there's nothing to like prop the guy up. Like, did the killer just like hold it up?
And then as soon as they open the door, he like pushes the dead body in and runs away.
I could picture him doing that too.
He holds him up by like the armpits.
Yeah. It's like.
That's like something like from a Freddy movie or something.
There's that one. And then there's not My Cousin Vinny. I don't know why I thought of that movie. But Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. He's like walking him along. That's we're fucked up. I'm going home. Podcast is over. Bye.
This is great.
It is great. So anyway, they're all screaming and yelling and hang up on the coach.
Yeah.
Now they try calling the police. Obviously, the phone line gets cut.
Yes.
Typical horror movie. Now, smart coach calls Valerie, who lives across the street.
Yeah.
And Valerie's like, oh, whatever. I heard screaming and yelling. No big deal.
Now, there's but like, then it stopped, so it should be fine.
Yeah, everyone is screaming, and then it stopped. I'm sure everything's fine. And there's a difference between, like, having fun screaming and yelling and picking on each other and screaming because a dead body just, with his eyes drilled out, fell in the door. That's a different kind of screaming.
Yes.
It's sort of like when you're in a restaurant or bar or in public and you can pick up on people arguing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a tone here.
There's a tone.
Like, something's happening over there.
Yes.
And I think that this would be that situation. But no. Oh, they're screaming like someone was being murdered.
Usually when somebody is screaming and then it stops, it's bad. Not that I know from personal experience, but I've watched a lot of scary movies and it's never a good sign.
Never good. Even if they're like fun screaming, when it just abruptly stops.
Something bad just happened.
Exactly. Now, the guys, Jeff and Neil, they try to make a plan. Their plan is to split up and one
that's always a good
run
idea.
Out one door, the other one runs out the other door.
Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is there are like 8 people in the house. Just all leave together and go over to Valerie's house.
Yes. All run outside in this neighborhood you live in and start screaming in the
street.
You're
not in a cabin out in the middle of nowhere in the woods. You don't have to split
You're not
up.
Just sitting there waiting to die. Like, they could all grab a weapon, run out the door. They could have easily ganged up on this guy, the group of them.
Like,
he's
in,
just a guy. He's not...
Like in Totally Killer, when they did that. In the cabin in the woods.
Yes.
Like, you could do this.
If you all fight the killer,
there wouldn't be a movie. There wouldn't
true.
Be so many deaths.
Very true. Now, Neil runs to Valerie's.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff unfortunately dies in the garage.
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad because Neil is, it's one of those things where almost saved.
So,
how loud was her TV?
There's a big theme in this film with shit just being turned up too loud. Like, the blender was going when Diane was being murdered.
Yeah.
The TV was too loud when Neil was getting butchered. Like, all of these things happening. TVs.
So she's in her fucking living room and he's pounding on the front door.
The front door. Yes.
We're in your basement with the furnace running. And if somebody was pounding, no matter how loud we were listening to a movie, if somebody started pounding on the door at like the top of the stairs,
yeah,
you would hear it.
You would hear it.
And this is like from us to the bathroom door. So if we were down here watching TV, mm-hmm. and somebody was pounding to save their life on that bathroom door.
Yes.
Oh, what's that noise? What is that? Somebody 10 feet away from you pounding on the door. Anyway, he dies.
He dies.
Uh-huh. Now,
he doesn't die immediately, though.
No.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so the younger sister wants to, obviously, Courtney, wants to go hang out with the people partying.
Yeah, of course.
So even though it's like they're winding down, like she's watching TV in her room and Valerie's watching TV in the living room, mm-hmm. Courtney somehow just like wanders off. I know.
For sure.
Now, Jackie at this point runs to let Trish in. Mm-hmm. And Killer gets Jackie first.
Yes.
This is when Valerie is like, I wonder what's going on. Finally.
Yeah.
All these people. She's outside her house a couple times for various things. And you wouldn't hear this like big monster drill running in the garage directly right. across the street. Screaming. People getting decapitated.
I wonder.
People getting stabbed.
I wonder once in a while. Like at night, and there are a couple of people that do like projects late at night. And it's evident that like they're doing projects on their houses.
Like the garage door is open and all the lights are on and you can see them working. Yeah.
During the day.
Yeah.
And at nighttime, at like 11 o'clock at night, every once in a while, we'll do like walking Cooper and like a saw will go on or something.
Yeah.
And it just, there are a couple famous serial killers that like did shit at night. And people just be like, oh, I don't know, like...
Well, look at Dahmer.
Fucking yes.
He's, like, eating people in his apartment and doing crazy shit and in his apartment building.
Yes. Or the woman that killed her husband and made hamburger meat and, like, had a barbecue.
Didn't that happen in the UP?
It did.
Yeah, okay.
Not her husband. It was some guy she was banging. But power drills at night and nobody, like, thought... Oh, I don't know. She's just fixing up her cabinets at midnight. sounds good.
To me, that sounded like early, like Dan Aykroyd.
I don't know. She's just fixing up her cabinets and like stuff.
Bag of glass.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's just having a late night barbecue.
Yeah, no big deal. Like, that's not weird at all.
We laugh, but it's terrible.
It is. And then you wonder, too, like, I'm saying this, but how oblivious would I be to my neighbors?
I'm so fucking oblivious. I don't know what the fuck any of them do.
You know, the only, to the sides, like, I see them kind of come and go, and we wave, whatever. Mm-hmm. But directly across from us, they went out of town for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And I was concerned. I wanted to, like, call the police. Because I see them coming and going all the time. Yeah. It's family. And their camper wasn't gone. And I think only one vehicle was missing from their driveway. Oh. And there's like four cars that are typically in the driveway. So I'm like,
what's happening?
Okay,
here?
What's happening?
And then they all show up and you're like, oh, thank God.
They did. But I was like talking to Greg. I'm like, I want to maybe call the police. Like
a swamp smell starts permeating from their house. Like, and you're like, what the fuck?
What happened? Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're all fine.
Well, that's good.
I was concerned.
That's a relief.
And then I got to where like we have talked to them a couple times, but I wanted to say, like, hey, if you ever go away, like, can you just shoot me a text so that I'm not
just let me know
worrying that you're dead in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now Valerie, she gets suspicious. She goes over there to check. Now she walks right in the unlocked front door.
Mm-hmm.
The killer, meanwhile, is walking up on Trish and Kim, and they knock him down.
Well, because their window is open.
know.
And then Trish has the fucking balls to be like, maybe Valerie is in on it. And it's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're mental. And none of them seem as upset as they should be.
Not at all. No. my friends are being murdered right in front of me, and I just
like
don't
care. Not one tear, not one like panic. They're like, oh, well, what do we do if we can't call the police?
They like barricaded themselves in Trish's room with the window open, and the killer just walks right in.
I know.
This is my favorite. I love movies like this.
Well, okay, so the killer gets Kim, but Trish escapes.
Yeah. Stabs her, doesn't drill her.
Yeah, stabs her. Valerie is outside wandering around looking for her sister, who is faking dead outside the house.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Live your life, little sister.
So then they decide, okay, well, no one's here. They don't hear the screaming or the murders happening in the house. They're like, well, let's just lock up and leave. So
there are like 10 dead bodies just like strewn around the house.
Bodies everywhere.
In the fridge. That's where
Kim's in the fridge. Mm-hmm. So they go in, and he would have had to take the shelves out to get her to fit in there, but what the fuck ever.
I don't know why he's taking so much time to hide these bodies. No one cares.
Yeah, why is he hiding them?
Like, Diane's body, he, like, put in the rafters in the garage, and she, like, tumbles down. And I'm like, oh, no one cares.
He can, yeah, you know, and when... Like, serial killers, they're not hiding the bodies.
Not at all.
I mean, if they have to hide them, they hide them. But if they just go into a house and stab everybody up, they're not then like, oh, let's hide them in the refrigerator.
Yeah, let me clean up this blood with all... No.
They're not cleaning up and hiding bodies. Mm-mm. In that situation. Okay. Well, they go inside the house to lock up, and Kim falls out of the refrigerator.
And it's one of those things where it's just like, is she or isn't she? Like, Courtney goes to the fridge and opens it a little bit, but then, like, shuts it. And then she goes and opens it again. And then, like, Kim tumbles out.
Now, the killer is just hiding under a blanket on the living room floor. I don't. And Courtney is hiding under the couch.
Yes.
So she sees him, like, lay down to hide. And... the coach shows up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was suspicious about what was going on. She wants to come in and check. Now.
What's under this human-shaped blanket in the living room?
Yeah. Now, Valerie is, like, looking for a weapon, and she picks up an electric, like, plug-in saw. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work. Now, Courtney, smart, trips the killer. The coach attacks the killer with a fire poker. So they are like ganging up on him.
Yeah. Gang up better.
Yes. Trish stabs him. Mm-hmm. And somehow, even though he's stabbed, he still takes the drill and gets the coach with it.
Yeah.
Across the stomach, which is pretty gross. Ugh,
yeah.
Then Valerie runs in with a machete.
Yeah, okay. But not before it's, like, the creepy, like, dialogue with the killer.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's just, like, he goes on about, like, how much he loves girls and he loves her and that she totally wants it and all of this stuff. And it's just awkward. What a creep.
Well, so when Valerie runs in with a machete, she cuts the drill bit off, and that's, like, symbolic. In case you missed that part.
I did. Thank you for pointing that out. Mm-hmm. Gross.
That's very gross. And then she cuts off his hand and he falls into the pool.
Yeah.
However, even though...
Double tap.
Yes. They think that just cutting off his hand and getting stabbed in like the shoulder is going to kill him. No. He then attacks Valerie and Courtney. I don't know.
He goes to attack Valerie and he runs and essentially just lands on the machete.
Yeah.
The end of the movie.
Yeah. He runs after them and is impaled.
What are your thoughts? Tell me how you really feel.
This is one of the stupidest movies.
Oh my God. It's so stupid, but I loved it.
I loved it too.
I don't know if I would watch it again. I feel like I would... recommend it to people just because it's fucking dumb.
I want to watch it again because Greg didn't see it.
It's like a movie that I would watch in the summertime, like with a big bowl of popcorn, like at night.
Yes.
Like it's summertime scary movie.
Like, and not even scary enough where you're going to close your windows at night.
It is wild that a woman directed this.
Yes.
She got, but it was the 80s.
She got some heat for that, too.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Like the...
They didn't like the symbology?
No. And like the kind of exploitation films, you know, where everybody's naked all the time. Like, it's kind of overdone. So when a chick did that, people were like, well, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Oh, but men can do it like all the time.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I loved it. I was watching it today, this morning, and I was just like, this is the best. I love movies that you can just kind of sit down and make fun of. And like,
and this is totally it.
And it's totally fine.
Because I did.
Every scene.
There is something to laugh about. Mm-hmm. Oh, when they left the coffee pot on the burner.
And then she picks it up.
And it broke from being too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they left the burner on, yet the burner's not on, and she doesn't burn herself.
Yeah.
Like, it's just 10 it's tons just, of stupid shit like
it's
that.
It's just little shit.
But I loved it.
It was great. I want to watch the second one. I think there's a third one we need to do maybe in the summertime.
Yes.
We do campy horror movies throughout the entire summer.
I expected this to not be as silly as it was.
No, I full on expected it to be dumb.
When you recommended this, or you, this was your idea.
I did.
And I thought, okay, this is so outside of your typical wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
We have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, gore.
I don't know.
It's not like it's
80s gore.
It's 80s gore. Like so, a 2, maybe 1. Like it's not.
Okay, gore to me also means scary and realistic.
Yes. High tension, 8.
Yes.
Slumber Party Massacre, -5.
Exactly. Like, it has to be realistic for me to be like, ooh, mm-hmm. Oh, gore. Okay, that's a 3 or whatever. So I would say 1.
Yeah.
Scariness, 0.
Yeah. At some point, I do want to do the Jessica Biel Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh,
I know.
I like that one.
I know. But I really want to do it because it's so realistic. And yeah. But anyway.
And I didn't turn my phone down, I
That's
guess.
That's okay. But yeah, so I loved it.
I loved it too. Love. 2 thumbs up.
Gold stars. Yeah, so that was Slumber Party Massacre 1982. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week. We're actually off next week.
I think so.
Next week's our week off. So yep. You'll hear from us in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Stay away from the Maui Wowie. Bye.
Bye.